Okay, we are in Shin Tzadik Beis, Sif Beis. Ir Shel Rabin, Sheish Lo Pesach Echad, V'Sulam B'Makam Echad. So we saw before, you saw yesterday, the halachas of making an area for an entire city. And the thing that we came up with is that if it was founded by a single individual, or if there is only one entrance to the city, so then everybody kind of grows up, everybody is used to having a single area for the whole city. In fact, I just was reminded to tell this story that when Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph was founded, the very, very early days, 25 years ago, there was an announcement made to the residents that there is no Erev up. You can't carry in the streets. And it was a complete shock to the Israeli residents who, you know, grew up in Israel. Every place that they had lived always had been an Erev. And the idea of not being able to carry outside on Shabbos was foreign. And it was a serious problem. There was a machan, and there was something that had to be overcome in people's mentality. Well, what do you mean I can't carry outside on Shabbos? So the idea of you have to make, when you're making an area for the whole city where everyone got started out, that there is only one owner to the city, or there is only one entrance to the city, so everybody gets used to there being an area, if you have to leave over an area of the city where there is no Erev, you don't lose the Torah of there's parts of the city that you're not allowed to carry in because there's no Erev. Otherwise, people don't know about there being the concept of Rishus Haram that you're not allowed to carry in. And, you know, we see it b'chush.
So within the walled city, there has to be a space.
So, no, wait. So we saw yesterday that it ends up that there's two general rules for when you do a whole city at a time and when you have to worry about leaving over a space. One is if it was founded by, or if it's owned by an individual, it started out as a yachid, or if there's only one entrance to the entire city, everybody uses that one entrance. So now we're expanding that and we're saying, well, what happens if there are two entrances? Let's see. Irshel Rav Mishesh LaPesach Echad, right? So it's not an Irshel Yachid, so it's the other one. It's an Irshel Rabin, but there's only one entrance to the city. But wait, Mishesh LaPesach Echad, V'Sulam V'Makam Echad. There is only one entrance, but there actually is kind of another entrance if you use ladders. Right? There's another entrance into the city from a different place that has a ladder to get in. Ma'arvin Eskulava and Etzri Hashir. So then you can do the whole city at once. You don't have to leave something over. She'ein Asulam Shabacham Achashab Kepesach. Because then the ladder on that's leaning up against the wall doesn't count as two entrances. Even though we said that a ladder can allow two different chatzeris to join, but that's not going to be considered an entrance to the city. If you have a whole row of sulamos that you would think that maybe that allows that could be considered another entrance to the city, even if it's 10 amos wide, it's still not considered another entrance into the city. Similarly, if there's two entrances into the city, but one of them has a public dump, and in those days, public dumps were not cleared away generally, not generally cleared away. And so there's a dump in front of one of the entrances. Kilu Encha Mele Pesach Echad. So that second entrance doesn't count. It's as if there's only one entrance. And again, it's considered as a city of where everyone can make one Erev altogether. Gimel.
If it's Shel Rabin has coops up
it, yeah.
Then it's Tzrich Hashir.
Yes. Did I say it the other way? I'm sorry. If it's a city of one person, or if there's only one entrance, then you don't need to leave anything over, I believe. Wait, what did we say? Yeah, in a city, Sharab and Balkambo, then you need to have a shear.
So in a walled city,
yes,
that's the whole city.
Yeah.
And in the city, you need to have a shear. The
If it's two gates and it's shel rabim, then you do need a shear. Then you need a shear. Yeah, I was told by Rabbi Yosef that this is a concern that that people that make an error in modern days, that it's a serious concern, and they do a shear.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know where the shear is in this neighborhood. I don't know where it is. Okay, we're up to Sif Gimel. Shin Sadik Bey, Sif Gimel. Habatim Shemenichim Osam Shear. The houses that are left over to be the shear, and this could be the answer to your question. Habatim Shemenichim Osam Shear. The houses that are left over to not be part of the city Erev. Avapi Shenem Psichim La'ir. Even though those houses do not open up into the rest of the city, that's still okay. El Acharehem La'ir Ifneim L'chutz. Only the back of the homes, and there is no back entrance. The backs of the houses are to the city, and the fronts of the and the fronts of those houses that are the ones that are left over open up to outside of the city. It still works. There's still an area within what's considered the city limits regarding Erev, where you're not allowed to carry, even though you never would. You have no way of getting to them. The afilu hu rak bayis echad, afilu beis habakar or beis ateven, even if it's a stable, a farmhouse where you just a silo, she'enem tzichem la'arev, where these would be things that wouldn't even need an erev anyway. Osam shir ma'arven esashar. You can still make them to be the thing that's left over and do an erev on the entire rest of the city. Siftale. Irshanishtafu kol yishvei chutz mimavoi echad. Now this. You need an introduction to the sif. It's a little confusing. We switched back to an ir shel yachid, and so ir shel nishash v'kol yishvei chutz mimavoi echad. So now, if you're going with the we're going to do the entire city at a time, so then if you leave over an area that's not included, then that's gonna aser on the entire erev. Just like if you have a chatzer where nine of the people made an Erev or contributed towards the Erev and one person didn't, so then he ruins it for all of them, right? So if you're going with the entire city at a time, you're doing an entire city for, you're doing an Erev from the entire city at a time, and you can do that when it's an Ir Shel Yachid, and you leave something out, so then that would ruin it, one Mavui out, so then that would ruin it for the whole city. Unless you go the route of we're doing an Erev for each individual Mavoi one at a time. So those are the two paths that are in front of you. But you chose the path of I'm going to do an Erev for the entire city, so that there's one Mavoi that's not included, so then that would ruin it for everybody, unless you mark it off. So that's what we're going to see. Irshan chutz mimavoi echad, a city that everybody made a citywide Erev altogether, but one Mavoi wasn't included in that. We're not mishtatev. Hareza oser al kulam. So then that ruins it for the whole city. Vimbanu matseva al pesach hamavoi. But if they built a signpost, a matseva, some way of recognizing that. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes as to whether four tefachim high for such a matseva is enough. It doesn't need to be four tefachim wide. But there's this matzeva kind of recognition that this mavo is not included. So then that would not aser on them, on everybody else. Lefichach, ir, shahaisa, kinyan yachid, a city which was, and here we know that that's the case that we're talking about, the city that was owned by a single individual originally. Afilu na'asa shel rabim, even if it later became, owned by a lot of people. Aim Arvin Osal Khatsan, you cannot make an Erev on just half of the city. Ella Okula O Mavoi Mavoi. You can either do the whole city at a time, or you do each individual Mavoi. Uvana kol Mavoi Mavoi Matseva al Pischo Imratzalachlok Rushusa Mehem. And if a Mavoi wants to break off from the rest of the city, then they'd have to make a Mavoi. At the entrance, they'd have to make a matseva at the entrance of the mavoi to symbolize that they're a separate rishus. Kadesh lo yaso al shar hamavos, in order to not ruin it for all of the city residents. I don't know in modern times how we do that. I don't know if we do this matseva. I've never heard of it. Yes.
What's the physical structure around this area?
It's completely enclosed. It has a real wall around it. Yeah.
But if you put up another something that you can physically, if you have physical barrier, a physical sort of space, whatever it is, then you could split.
I'm not familiar enough to tell you to answer that. Hey, b'med v'ram amurim she'ein marvin osa lachatzan. When is it true that you cannot make, you can't do half of the city at a time to do shitufei mevaos or to make this erev shel ir? Be'ir mekafes chom magavoa asar tfachim, where it's encircled by a real wall of 10 tfachim high. Be'ish ladlasas, and there are doors to the city. Alam lo haisa ir kula mukhsharis ben mechitzas. But if the city did not have mechitzas all around it, and now you only want to be machsher half of the city, and to make an erev on that half, then you're allowed to do it. That was your question. Yeah, okay. Vav. Zesha amanu she'en ma'arvin osa l'chatzan. That which we said that you cannot make an erev for just half of the city. And again, we're talking about a city that is completely encircled. So we're going to see. That's just to say that a lechi or a kara cannot be good enough to separate one from the other. But if you have an actual wall, a section of wall that's four tefachim wide, or if you symbolize the separation of one of the mavois by two strips on either side of the entrance to the mavoin, then that does count as a separation, and they can make an error for one half of the city versus the other half. The murachav me'esa amas, and again, these are all things that we've seen before. If a mavoi is wider than 10 amas, so then neither of these would work. Then you need a Teres HaPesach to make it look like as a separate entity once it's more than ten amas wide. Haga oyasa mechitza gavoa asar lePesach mevaoh. Or you can also make a mechitza in the middle. Again, we've seen this also before. If you have the entrance to a mavoi and it's wider than 10 amas, so then you can limit the entrance by building a wall in the middle, but it has to be a wall of a standard width, so that it counts as a wall, and then that would split the entrance to the mavoi into two separate mavois. That would be another way to deal with something wider than 10 amas wide. Yesh amim had the ir shel yachad asa l'chalak. There are those that say, there's a yesh am that says that if it's an ir shel yachad and you want to separate it and to make two eruvin. Hainu la'arka, that's if you wanted to separate it out along the length. What does it mean, the length of a city? This is where Rishus HaRabim runs through the middle of the city. So you wanted, so you're looking at it and there's the Rishus HaRabim is right in front of you. You wanted to separate it out to the right and to the left, where the Rishus HaRabim is running down the middle. That would be something that you can't do. Why? Because both halves would need to use that Rosh Hashanah to get in or out of the city. But if you had such a Rosh Hashanah running down the middle and you had the right and the left, but you didn't want to make the Erev separated along the right and the left, but rather front and back, the Eliyotzim Bishar Zeh, the Eliyotzim Bishar Zeh, and those on this Erev would use the entrance that cuts through it, and the other half of the city would use the entrance that appears in it. Ve'elam Jesus Haregel Zelzeh, and nobody would need to walk through the other one's Erev, Ma'arvin L'chatzan. Then you could make an Erev L'chatzan. Does this make sense? Should I use cardinal points? No, we got it. Ve'osin Tikun Benem, and then you could make some kind of tikkun, you know, sort of a pesach or a lechi and a kara, all those. Commotion is bar la'el, submission, samach, gimel, dada, sorry, mahani lechi, a kara, that if the Rosh Hashanah that cuts through it, I'm sorry, that if the mavo that runs through it is up to 10 amas wide, then you can make a separation between the two eruvin, through Lechi or Kara, Ubiyasmanasara, Tirasa Pesach. And if the Mavoi that you want to split into two, or that's going to be separated from one of the Erevin of the city to the other, you can mark out if it's wider than 10 Amos with Tirasa Pesach.
Each half is using a different gate. Right?
So I don't know that you're making. I don't know that you're making a. I don't know that you're making a. I don't know that the Erev goes over the Rishus HaRabim. That wasn't said. Okay, I don't know what the laws are of an Erev crossing over Rishus HaRabim. I think there are those that say that it can't. Right. Yeah. So I don't even think we're getting into that. I think what we're getting into is the fact that there are two halves of the city separated by the Rishus HaRabim, and then you want to separate out. Well, no, we said that wouldn't work. That's the thing that you can't do. But on the half, let's use some cardinal points, right? So the Rishus HaRabim runs north south, right, through the city. So if you wanted to have the east half of the city and the west half of the city, which are on either side of the Rishus HaRabim, be separate a Reuven. So we said that you can't do that. That's what you can't do. But instead, there still is an east and a west side of the city that's separated by this north-south running Rishus HaRabim. And now you want to split up, you want to make two Eruvin between north and south. Right? So, yes, and now the Rishus HaRabim would be running through the north half and the Rishus HaRabim running through the south half. Running through of the air. Yeah, so I don't know what happens over the Rishus HaRabim. But certainly there's maybe there's two Tzuras HaPesachs, on one on the east side, one on the west side, right? But we're still splitting up the city into two halves, into north and south, exactly. Now does the Arab cross over the Rishus HaRabim? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't think we never said that it does. No, you can make two separate Eruvim on the north side, on the east side, between north and south on the east side, and another Arab. Between the north and south on the west side.
And this is a mukha.
Yeah, the whole thing is still mukha choma. Yes. Okay. Zion. Ir shel rabim in ismat of amda al chamishim diorin. If it was an ir shel rabim, you know, initially or at any point. And so the rules of a city of a rabim would apply, but now there's fewer, through attrition, there's fewer than 50 residents. So, anatsuchim shir. Then you don't need to leave over a shir. It's no longer considered an irshel rabim. More so, they even said that there's no chashash that it will, become more than 50. Once it becomes less than 50, you don't have to worry. You can consider it as a small shtetl, as a moshav. And they can all make one city-wide Erev and not leave anything over. Ches. Hamazaka b'shitav l'chol b'nei ha'ir, which is something that we do. If someone does the Erev on a box of matzahs for the whole residents of the city, and they may not even know about it. In Erev kulam Erev echad ein tzarech l'odiyam. And you made a single Erev for the whole city, you don't even necessarily have to tell all the residents. Shizchusu lahem. You don't have to let them know beforehand, or it seems like even afterwards, because this is a zechus, a zechus la'avim shelo b'fanav, and they own a part of they're being mishtatef even without their knowledge. V'din misha shachach v'lo mishtatef im b'nei ha'ir. Now we're finishing now the simon on a whole city making an erev, and if one person was not mishtatef in the erev for an entire city at a time. O mishalach lishbos b'iracheres, if somebody went to a different city and someone comes in back in the middle and somebody dies. You know, all of the laws that we saw regarding eruv chetzeres, and then we extended it to eruv to shitufim mevaos. O akam shal yimayim b'hem shahaya imam b'ir b'ir. If there was a guy that you have to rent out the place of the guy, then hakol kedim kachatzer mavoi. The same rules that apply to chatzer and to mavoi apply to making an eruv for a city at a time. Shin Tzadif Gimel. Din Erev B'yom Tov Shechol B'Erev Shabbos V'din Bein HaShmoshas La'arev. Aleph. Ein Ma'arvin Eruv V'Chetzeres V'Shituf Emevos B'yom Tov. Boom. You can't make an Erev. You can't make Eruv V'Chetzeres V'Shituf Emevos on Yom Tov. Shecholios Be'erev Shabbos, which falls out on Friday. Vim Shachach, lo Erev Me'erev Yom Tov. But if you forgot and you didn't make an Erev on before Yom Tov on Thursday, the Cholushne Yom Tov Yom Achamish Yom Hashishi, and it's more complicated than that. And wait, so if it was just a single one day Yom Tov on Friday and you didn't make one, you're stuck. But if you have a 2 day Yom Tov on Thursday and Friday, and you didn't make one on Wednesday, so then you have this trick that you can do. Ya'arev Yom Tov al Tnai. So then on Thursday you can make an Erev. A conditional Erev. Shiyomer im hayom chol, right? 2 day Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. It's a suffix, right? Each day is a suffix. Well, we're not really sure which is, according to the calendar, which day is really Yom Tov. So there's a suffix in each day. So on Thursday you can say that if today is really chol and really tomorrow is Yom Tov, yehei ze Erev. So then I'm making an Erev now. Vim hayom kodesh. But if today is the actual day that is Yom Tov, that's the day that's kodesh, and the suffix is only midrabanan, and midvarei klum. So then what I'm about to say about making an Erev is just words. It's not really making an Erev. Ulamachar, and then the next day, on Friday, yomer im hayom kodesh, if today is kodesh, rei eravti me'asmol. So then the Erev I did yesterday is valid, and then the words I'm saying now mean nothing. Vim hayom chol. But if today is the actual day of chol, yehei ze Erev, so now I'm making an Erev now. V'hanimili b'shnei yom tovim shagolius. That only works on a regular 2 day yom tov in chutz la'aretz. But on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you cannot do this trick. Because the Chacham set it up to be a Yom Arichta. So there is no real suffik, you know, is today Yom Tov or not. It's all considered one long Yom Tov. So again, you're stuck. Shin Tzadik Gimel Sif Beis. Echad Aruvei Chatzeres Vechad Shidufei Mevos Me'arvin Osam Bein Hashmashos. You may make an Erev Chatzeres, you may make a Shitufa Mavos, Bein Hashmashas. V'afilu im kvar kibel alav tosefa Shabbos. Even if you were already makabel Shabbos. V'esh osrim im kibel alav tosefa Shabbos. But there's another opinion that says, no, if you're makabel Shabbos, then it's already too late, even if it is really Bein Hashmashas, or if it's early Shabbos. It doesn't actually say. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says about Yud Aleph. Yeah, he says, according to the second Shita, even if you were Mekabel Shabbos, even if it is Vada Yom, and you just were Mekabel very early, it's not even Bein HaShemashas, it still wouldn't work, according to that Yeshama. Sif Gimel. Erev Lishnayim. One person was made a Shliach to make an Erev for two people. La'echam Libeod Yom. One of them he made the Erev while it was still Vada Day, it was still Vada Friday. V'nechal Erev Bein HaShemashas. And the Erev was eaten Bein HaShemashas. Ule'echad Erev Bein HaShemashas. And the other one, he made an Erev Bein HaShemashas, and it was eaten on Shabbos proper. Shneim kono Erev. Both of their Erevim are good. It works. Shela osa shne'echol Erev Bein HaShemashas to the one that whose Erev was made Bein HaShemashas on Choshem Osa Laila. We count Bein HaShemashas as night. And then he already had his Erev at the beginning of Shabbos. Ula osa shaniach Erev Bein HaShemashos, the one that made his Erev on Bein HaShemashos. So, Choshem Oso Yom. So then we count Bein HaShemashos as Yom. And he made his Erev Mibod Yom. And again, he had an Erev when Shabbos came in. Avalam Erev alav Bein HaShemashos. But if he made an Erev on Bein HaShemashos, v'nechal Erev Bein HaShemashos, and was also eaten Bein HaShemashos, also then he didn't have one when Shabbos came in, Maman of Shach. And we'll stop here. Right.